I'm Ben, and you're listening to the Sound Logic Podcast.
This is Mike. Each episode, we discuss one of music's greatest albums from Rolling Stone magazine's top 500 list.
Brought to you by two guys with no credentials. Mike's spouse said, hey, in honor of Valentine's Day this week.
Boo.
You guys should give us your suggestions on the most romantic album from this list. What if we just pick one from the list and one that comes to mind?
Yeah.
If there are any, that's a good question.
I've got one that comes to mind. Although it crosses the line between love album and a
lust album.
No. Well, kind of like a like a tool to use. Like a making love album. But there can be.
Sure. So when you look at the top 500 albums, is there an album that pops out to you as being romantic? And I think really we have to finish the project before we can actually say what we think is the most romantic album from this list. There's too many that are here that I've never heard before for me to
that's what I was
authority
thinking
on the subject. But all that said, I think I can probably scroll through and find one.
Okay. I mean, when you go to Starbucks and they always have CDs and stuff there, and sometimes it's compilation stuff. And somebody got me an album that was Frank Sinatra Sings About Love, and it's all great Sinatra love songs. And that album isn't on here, but he does have something on here. So Frank Sinatra comes in at 101 in the Wee Small Hours, which is a song that's on that love compilation album. So that counts, right?
Yeah, sure.
And are there any, I mean, I don't know what a love album is. It's an interesting idea. I guess there's albums.
Well, number 84, I've never listened to this, but Aretha Franklin's album is titled I Never Loved a Man the Way I Love You. That sounds like a love album.
Yeah, that would, I'd probably have a lot of that.
I don't know that you would necessarily describe Carole King's Tapestry this way, but there are some really beautiful love songs on that album.
Far Away.
And actually, Pet Sounds had more romantic songs on it than I remember either when we went through that.
I guess the Beatles have a lot of kind of love songs or certainly romantic notions.
I'd rather see you dead than with another man.
Yeah. Very romantic.
Very romantic. Oh, yikes.
You know, so maybe just scanning through this and not listening to it, I can't really see anything that jumps out. And as you said, yeah, there's a ton of albums here that I haven't listened to.
Yeah. I mean, Elton John is on the list a couple times. He's got to have some great love songs there. We could go in a sort of other direction. Fleetwood Mac was known for their love triangles. Rumors is coming up here. Number 26.
So, you know, there's not a ton necessarily of love songs or love albums on here on this list, but maybe we'll discover more as we go. But do you have any favorite love albums or romantic albums or albums that remind you of a just kind of a romantic, not necessarily like one, I'm not talking about one incident, but just a period in your life when you were kind of into that or feeling
romantic? A couple of things come to mind. This is maybe getting too personal, but my significant other is not a big fan of romantic music. And she just, anything that's trying to get someone to feel a certain way, especially to feel romantic, she kind of rolls her eyes at, like, you know, can't force me to feel these things. So in our romance, music is very rarely involved. So when I think about romantic music, it's more about like the sort of movie romance and not necessarily about something that I've practically been able to appreciate in my marriage. But two things immediately come to mind. One is Remy Shand, a Canadian soul artist who only ever released one album as far as I'm aware. But that one album I just love. Kind of soulful blues R&B, I guess. And it sounds like makeout music, really. I mean, it's just super laid back.
It is.
And, I don't even know what he's singing about most of the time, but it's really chill and I like it a lot. And still do, I think, if I'd put it on today. The other that comes to mind is actually a Greatest Hits album. Phil Collins is an artist that I've appreciated. Even when he gets cheesy. And his Greatest Hits, I don't even know what it's called, Love Songs?
There's two. There's the Hits, and then he did a double disc, which was like Love Songs.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of, which is all of his love ballads.
Which is most of his songs.
I think about him whenever that This American Life episode rolls around, where they did an episode where this big fan of Phil Collins gets Phil Collins to like call in and give some advice to someone who's brokenhearted about how to write the perfect song for the love that you feel. And he's a genius, even if he is pretty cheesy at times. What about you?
The one that came to mind right away as soon as we mentioned this idea was Remy Shand's The Way I Feel.
Wow.
Which is why I was...
It's our song.
Uh-oh. Okay, whoa. That album is like, just if you were to take everything you know in music to be like sexy sounds, he probably uses every single one on this album.
Every cliche.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, I feel like this is the, you know, what Let's Get It On was in the 70s. That's what this is for me. Like, it's like, just, and it is super cheesy and super like, just absolutely cliche, but number one, it's really enjoyable. It's very musical. He plays just about every instrument on the album. I don't think he had any other artists, maybe a few who just helped here and there, but he played all the instruments and it's really well done. I mean, I don't really know much about the guy. He didn't release anything else. And it was, there were a couple singles that did well in Canada, the album I think just kind of disappeared, but I still have it and every once in a while it'll come out and it's a good one.
There was a single released from a Next recording session that never resulted in another album.
Right.
And I think you can still find that out in the interweb somewhere. But it'd be interesting to hear the story of why did someone who seemed like a rising star...
Oh, yeah.
Was it just the fad of that sound was played out? I don't know.
I remember you and I talking about, you know, anticipating his next release. Like, man, that was really good, really enjoyable. And it left a lot to build on. Like, it wasn't like a really, really challenging album.
Right.
And musically, it was very well produced and very clean, you know, nothing really messy, just neat and tidy. And kind of left a lot, just a ton of potential to like, well, this guy could really, really create his own thing. And nothing happened. Who knows? You know, who knows where his life took him after that, or music, or whatever. Whether he's still in music, or whether he moved away from that, or what he's going through. But yeah, an album that I really enjoy.
His Wikipedia page says that The Way I Feel, that album was nominated for a Grammy. It won the Juno for best, which is Canada's version of the Grammys. For best soul recording of the year, and it was nominated four times in 2003 in the Grammys for best R&B album, best R&B vocal performance, best R&B song, and best traditional R&B vocal performance, and didn't win for any of them. And then he just sort of disappeared.
I guess. Well, that means
amazing.
Yeah, I'm seeing the release dates for Canada and the U.S. So I didn't realize he released it in the U.S. So that's like even more so, like. Mm-hmm. Four nominations on your debut album and that's it. It's very interesting. I wonder what the story is. For me, the other album, Parachutes, and the I always really, really liked Sparks as a love song. I like Yellow as a love song. There's a lot of kind of ambient sounds on that album, even though it is more acoustic than all their other albums, and there's more ambient things on their other albums. There's just some very kind of atmospheric sounds that just make it a little dreamy to me.
Yeah.
Along with a lot of the acoustic guitar and other things, and I find it very relaxing and not necessarily romantic in a sexual way, but in a just a relaxing, feel good way. I always really, really enjoyed it.
Definitely.
And I think it's an album that can get someone else in a relaxed mood, which can be helpful for certain activities. So then it's a good one. Yes,
that's our take.
That's it for Valentine's Day. That's all we got.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
Does Valentine's Day hold a really significant place in your relationship there?
No, my spouse, again, with the practicality, she enjoys knowing that I love her, but would much rather go out to dinner or to a show on a night when it's not super crowded because everyone right. else is doing it.
It would be much more appreciated, and there would be more reciprocation if I like cleaned the bathroom and did the dishes and folded all the laundry than if I brought home flowers and chocolate. So I just do that.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for Valentine's Day. We don't make a big deal of it. I mean, when I do, it is a surprise because I am not romantic, so it does go over well. But it's not really my thing, so I'm trying to be better at it. But we never make a big deal about it. We don't get gifts or anything. Light a couple candles and hopefully everything goes well.
Put on parachutes and see what happens.
Yeah, parachutes. Maybe I could put, you know, on the 3 CD player, just put Remy Shand and Parachutes in there, and they'll put them on shuffle. Do people still do that? I guess you can do that on your device now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for Valentine's. Yeah, coming up this week, we're discussing album number 4 on the top 500 list, and that's Bob Dylan's Highway 61 Revisited. I mean, if you get a chance, go and listen to it. And that's something we want to encourage you as you're listening along. You know, feel free to listen to the album once or twice before we discuss it. Because I don't know how you feel, but it's been exciting to listen to these. I mean, that's one of the things, one of the reasons we wanted to do this was just to get a chance to listen to and discuss music that's new to us. So yeah, if you get a chance, have a listen.
And we know, I mean, I think this list is teaching us that not everybody appreciates the same music, and we might get to an album where we don't love it and you do, or one of us loves it and the other does not. I think that's the beauty of music. And if you have any thoughts, send them our way. If we miss something, if we're missing the point, we'd love to hear.
Absolutely. And we don't necessarily spend a ton of time doing research. So, you know, if we get something wrong or make a comment or a statement that's totally inaccurate and you're able to correct us, then please do. Please write a comment, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and we would love to hear from you.
Yeah, join us next time.
Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time. If you like what you hear, subscribe on your favorite podcast app and write a review.
Send us a message at our Facebook page, on Instagram, or through our SoundLogic Podcast Twitter feed. Thanks for listening.